Let's remember one of the nearly 600,000 people who have died of COVID-19 in the United States. Wyvis Oxendine Sr. was a longtime educator and county commissioner from North Carolina who made a lasting impression on almost everyone he met. Laura Pellissier from member station WUNC has more.
Wyvis Oxendine Sr. had a tendency to stand out.
You would not forget Wyvis Sr. the first time you met him. I don't care if it was a little joke, a little story that he told. When he walked into the room, you knew that his presence was there.
His son, Wyvis Jr., and his wife, Denise Oxendine, flipped through photos in their family living room in the small town of Maxton, near the North Carolina-South Carolina border.
That's him right there with the trophy in his hand. That was the conference championship, right? And you see all the crowd around. He got MVP of the game.
Senior, as he was known to friends and family, had a fierce talent from a young age. He played basketball, volleyball, and was extended an offer to join the Minnesota Twins minor league baseball system, an offer that came a little too late, since he'd already signed up to serve in the Air Force.
He wouldn't push it into you, say, you know, I used to could throw about 100, you know, triple digits and just remind you how talented, how gifted he was. And it's like, yeah, Dad, I know.
Whatever he took on, he was tenacious. That drive got him to Harvard grad school, where he became the second member of the Lumbee tribe and one of the first Native Americans to get a graduate degree from Harvard. Denise says it wasn't always easy.
One of his colleagues said, you'll never make it. You know, you're a Native American, you won't make it. And that gave him that extra incentive and that extra push to say, yes, I can, and I'm going to show not just me, but for the rest of my people and for the world that we can make it.
Wyvis did make it. He graduated from Harvard with a master's in education in 1977. Once home, he got to work, trying to improve opportunities for others. One of his big goals was to balance out educational opportunities in Robeson County, in the southern part of North Carolina. His friend, Jack Morgan, was also an educator, then a fellow Robeson County commissioner. He describes one of Wyvis's biggest accomplishments.
At one point, there were six school systems in Robeson County, and those school systems were all fighting each other.
The school systems were divided along racial lines and with big differences in resources. Morgan says Wyvis was pivotal in the push for merging the school systems. Wyvis also had other public jobs, including county commissioner and assistant principal. But his family and friends, like fellow educator Walter Jackson, say some of Wyvis's best work happened behind the scenes.
He served without wanting any type of notoriety for the things that he did.
Instead, as his wife Denise describes, it was in the small ways that he supported and lifted up people around him.
I've seen him get 20, 30 phone calls, and from the afternoon until, you know, he got ready to retire, which might be 2 o'clock sometimes at night. One time it was a husband and wife having trouble, and somebody said, he'll help you. If you go to him, he'll help you.
Robeson County, where Wyvis and many Lumbee live, has been deeply affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. At least 1 in 8 residents in the county contracted COVID. This past winter, the virus swept through the Oxendine family. Senior had pre-existing health conditions, including diabetes, high blood pressure, and Alzheimer's. And it didn't take long for the disease to take hold. In January, Wyvis's family donned masks and gathered for a small graveside ceremony. But Wyvis Jr. says it wasn't a funeral. It was a going home celebration.
We know it was hard. We know it was heartbreaking. But we have the belief and the faith that when he said goodbye on this side, he opened his eyes on the other. And we call it going home because as hard as it was to get through, we believe he made it home. And one day we'll go see him again.
For Here and Now, I'm Laura Pellissier.
If you could see inside instead.
This is Here and Now.
You would see a brand new man, 'cause the old